Melissa has an issue with her husband, and oh boy, this thing has gotten blown out of proportion. Boy, oh boy. Tell everybody what happened at home, Melissa.
Well, my husband and I are in the middle of one-upping each other, and it has gone out of control. I mean, granted, I started this, yeah, but he went too far.
Okay, Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Okay. I'm sorry, but when you have to wait over 6 months to get a simple home project done, it's time to take matters into your own hands. And I did. We had these tiny little half-assed projects that he just didn't finish.
Oh,
that's the worst.
One of the biggest fights in relationships. We hear this all the time from people.
We didn't have a light over our dining room table because once he ripped out the old one, and he didn't have the right stuff to put the new light in. We have had a lamp sitting on our table since Halloween. Having Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner with a lamp in the middle of your table.
Oh, that would bug.
I know, but think of the Christmas story. You know, hopefully it was a leg lamp.
No, not as creative.
Okay.
Yeah, my living room has had no trim board since Christmas when I found out that I was getting new carpet as my gift.
So for Christmas, you get carpeting as a gift?
Yes, I did.
That's different.
Right? I thought I was special. I'm like, who gets carpeting? I mean, the best wife in the world gets carpeting. That's why. But he gets exactly what he wanted, his 55-inch big screen TV for his den. But I get carpet.
So since then, you haven't had trim boards since you got your carpet put in? Is that the problem?
I had no trim boards. And I had no idea I had to wait until next Christmas to get the trim boards.
Oh,
it's like a piece-by-piece gift.
Exactly. It's all these little things that add up to a big thing. And if I'm honest, it looks like we started to remodel but ran out of money. I mean, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah,
when you have a lamp in the middle of your table and no trim, I mean, that does look sketchy. Sorry. We're more on your side than we were at the beginning, so
totally.
That's the good thing.
Yeah, so when my husband went out for a week to go ice fishing, rather than getting his chores done, I hired a guy I know to get it done. And now it's finished. Plus, it looks great.
Oh, no. Behind his back, you had someone come in?
It had to get done, and he wasn't going to get it done. And of course, my husband flipped out when he got home. I mean, I told him he had his chance, and he blew it. He said I crossed the line by making a major family decision without him. Can you believe that?
I can see how his ego might be bruised a little bit, but still, 6 months, that's too long, dude, for a lamp on a table. Come on.
You know, if it were 3 weeks, I could understand how he would get upset, but yeah, come on. So he eventually got even with me. Our son has had a lot of questions about marijuana recently, and it's in the news. Plus, some of his friends have talked about it. So our husband decided that he wanted our son to try pot for the first time with his dad.
No!
How old is he?
He's 14. That's right. Our 14-year-old son had marijuana for dinner.
He ate it?
My husband sprinkled it over his spaghetti so our son could try it while his mean mommy was away.
Oh.
How did you find out?
Oh, no. He dropped this news so nonchalantly. Hey, so Trev tried weed. You know, no big deal. He's fine.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. It's huge. So after we talked about it, I told him that he has to condemn marijuana. He needs to let our son know that it is not okay. I mean, it is not legal in Minnesota, and it's still not okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's now a big fan of spaghetti, I bet, though.
So you want him to tell your son, hey, as your dad, I made a mistake, and even parents make mistakes, and that was wrong, and I should have never done that.
Exactly. And I mean, he can get in trouble for this. He thinks I'm overreacting, but I'm underreacting by not reporting him to the police.
Oh.
I mean, I'm tempted to bring both of them to the cops for a good old-fashioned talking to, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oof. So you do the house thing, and he takes it to a whole new level with your child.
Right. That's not even warming up, you know, the other person. I mean, what is wrong with people? We can all do whatever we want now. Like, rules and laws don't apply, or they just, you know, for certain people. He's telling me I need to tell the kids that I was wrong first.
Oh, boy.
Mommy should have never put trim boards and lights up in the house. I should have never paid another man to come in and do daddy's job. Mommy was wrong. Then he'll condemn marijuana.
I mean, completely wrong, right? I mean, how can you compare installing trim behind daddy's back to drugging our children?
I don't know, but if you make another move on the house, he is totally going to bring him to his first strip club, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay. So what do you do in this situation? Oh, man, I don't know.
What a sticky, icky situation to be in.
There it is.
There it is. I had to make Des laugh. You can pretend you didn't laugh all day long. That was really good. I'll take credit for that.
I don't know how this is going to all end up. It could just end up in smoke, but we'll find out. It's all going up in smoke. No. Let's get calls. 651-989-5795. What do we do? I mean, do you say, okay, fine. You know what? Let's just take a draw on this. We're both wrong. Or do you each apologize? I don't know. Who's wrong here?
I just, this is going to have to be a mutual agreement of putting your pride to the side.
Let's start with Jess. You find this story to be hilarious, huh?
Oh my gosh, this is totally hilarious. First of all, sorry to the hubby, but like, I think what's really bruised is absolutely his ego. Second of all, 6 months is a super, super long time not to get a project done. So way to be the woman and way to get things done.
Right.
And honestly, it sounded like the husband just wanted a reason to get high. Not that really putting marijuana on pasta is going to do it if you just sprinkle it on top. But really, he needs to condemn it because it is illegal. And it's an illegal substance. His kid's 14. It would be different if the kid were actually of age and for any kind of substance. But he's not. And it's sending really mixed messages. I'm sorry. But like marijuana versus getting a project done. Like getting something done versus probably postponing it because you're high and silly.
Yeah, what? Come on. What's up? What's next? Are you going to crush up Vicodin and sprinkle that over something next?
Like, yeah, not cool. Like, not good. Not good.
No.
Yeah, no.
All right. Thanks, Jess. So he needs to condemn it. There's one vote for that. Some of the texts. How are people feeling on text? You can't get high from eating weed sprinkled on spaghetti. It was all in the kid's head of he was high.
Oh,
is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never had it. This guy is so butthurt. He's acting less mature than his 14-year-old son. I would say list. Let's see. Gina, you think there's more problems here?
I think there's a lot more issues. I mean, first of all, getting your 14-year-old son high, you've got to get your head back on your shoulders. He needs to condemn it, but they all need to go see a family therapist, especially for involving their 14-year-old son in marijuana. I mean, the father needs to see a therapist, the mother needs to see a therapist, and the son needs to go and talk to somebody about what marijuana is because his parents are not able to explain it to them properly.
Yeah. Someone said, I'll bet it was oregano that he put on the spaghetti.
Oh, just to make her angry?
What if he actually didn't do it just to get her goat? And then the kid was like, oh my God, Mom, I'm so high.
But that's using your kid. You'd have to let him in on it because that's bad.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Gina. So let's see here. Sue?
Yeah.
What would you say?
List him. I can't think of any reason not to. He's dividing the kids and it's stupid. He probably didn't get the projects done because he was laying around high himself or something.
Possibly.
To get the job done. I mean, a similar situation happened at our house. We just had a lot of projects that needed to be done. It's like, well, it's not happening, so we'll tire it out and get it done. To be happy that she's got it done, and this whole the marijuana thing is completely separate and stupid.
Yeah, well, it is very stupid, that's for sure. Here's another text. He used a child as a weapon. He attacked her where it hurts her most, but endangered a child too. He is a narcissistic criminal. She needs to kick him out. First, she should record him saying what he did and then bring it to the police.
Because that is criminal activity, giving drugs to a 14-year-old.
OMG, divorce this man immediately. You need marriage counseling. Hey, guys, 14-year-olds have already had their first cigarette by now.
Well, cigarette is different than weed in your spaghetti.
It's way worse than weed. It'll be legal soon enough.
Oh, jeez.
What do you think the age limit will be on that? When can you officially have recreational marijuana if it does pass?
I would say 18.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Not 21?
Maybe 21, because alcohol is 21, so maybe it is 21, I guess. I don't know.
I'd say the later, the better.
Do you really feel like an 18-year-old can make an adult decision? Like an 18-year-old, honest to God. I mean, we were all there at one point. We all think that we're adults. But when you look back, and for young kids listening right now, you're like, hey, stop it. No, when you get older, you'll look back and go, yeah, I probably was too stupid to make adult decisions.
Yeah, I mean, you're truly right. 18 is not something. I mean, the first thing I did when I had the ability to do something, I ran out and got a dragon tattoo. So, no, I'm not the best person to go off of as an example. But that's my point.
Yeah.
Everybody does something stupid when you get to 18 and you go, I have freedom and nobody can tell me what to do anymore.
When I was 18, I went out and bought a lottery ticket and a pack of smokes, and I've never smoked in my life. I just wanted to be able to say, here's my ID. Oh, yeah, I did.
Wow. I did not know that about you.
I didn't smoke them. I've never smoked. I just felt like empowered, like I could buy this. Yeah, you card me. That's right, because I just turned 18 today.
See, and I went to the casino. That was my first thing. I was like, I can legally go to the casino.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you go over to the security guard and you're like, they ask you right away where your ID is. And then you get to the 30s and you go, you didn't want to ID me anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, did they take my money. Oh, wow. I remember my first time. And when you bring in $100 when you're 18 to a casino, you expect it to last.
Dang. Yes.
$10 blackjack, just, oh my God.
Oh, no.
I mean, even the dealer felt bad for me. I was like, okay, that was something I'm not going to do for a long time.
6 minutes later, they're like, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's clearly a list.
Yes.
It's a condemn.
Yes.
He needs to do that. There you go.
If he does that, I think they can move forward. Okay. If he doesn't, boom.
Boom.
List him.
Thank you, Des.